Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're having a very informative good time with Claudia here.
Absolutely.
We Claudia didn't leave Poglianish. Yet.
I didn't say that.
You just said Claudia.
I'll leave that part up to you. I'll say Claudia, you say
Poglianish.
There you go.
And actually, we're going to stick with Claudia because our second guest hasn't called in yet, and Claudia is graciously willing to talk more about the Frascati Center, which is, it's a gem. It really is.
It really is, and it ties in perfectly, being in the town of North Hempstead and tying in with Project Independence. And it's something, actually, I have a question for you all on Project Independence as it relates to the transportation program. I heard now it's extended, has the ability to transport people in a wheelchair.
Right.
Right.
So,
my interpretation is as long as it can be collapsed and put in the trunk.
Right.
Well, right.
We'll get.
Yeah, we don't have the bus service where you can roll the person up and they come in and stay in the wheelchair.
That's important start because that is the age is. It's not just for seniors, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
That's why.
That's for. It's not age restrictive, and it is the first step. And the whole point is that person at least can get into the car. We can take their.
Right.
They'll be assisted. Mm-hmm. We'll get their wheelchair into the trunk or the back of the van, whatever it's going to be. And then obviously, as time goes on,
absolutely.
The goal would be to get the van that's, with the trailer or whatever.
Absolutely.
They call it.
Now I have a question in reverse, Claudia.
Okay.
Somebody who's really disabled, mm-hmm. who does not have a wheelchair that can be collapsed, they have a full blown wheelchair with motors and the whole thing. What do they do?
Huh. I could say something, but it wouldn't be nice.
It's not good.
It's not good.
No, because we had a gentleman who's no longer here with us, Donald Barbieri, who was on this show several times, who suffered from MS,
mm-hmm.
and he was pleading for somebody to come up with some method that people in that category could, as he put it, travel without their teeth getting knocked around in the vehicle that they were in.
But, the able ride is what people rely on. I am not going to sit here and badmouth able ride because it's all we have. However, we have a population that they work. And when able ride is 25 minutes late to pick you up, and leaves you out in the cold on your return trip home for 40 minutes. And it's tough enough for a person with a disability to find employment and then is repeated late to keep that job. This is a true issue, transportation as a whole. And, this is something that maybe we'd be happy to come and sit and meet. And maybe this is a greater conversation outside of here.
Yeah.
I just was happy to see that step in that direction.
That Able and Access, there's two different companies.
You take Able Ride to a certain point, and then Access a Ride is, I believe, Queens and the five boroughs.
And the only people that can use those services are people of leisure. Because you say, I'll pick you up at 2, they might get there at 3.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to your son's house for dinner, which is not a big deal.
Yeah.
You cannot have a job. And I have that from so many people.
Yep.
You might go visit one fellow who was visiting his wife in a nursing home. He says, I use it because I don't know when they're coming. And I'm in the lobby now waiting to go home.
We have students that come and take advantage of some of our programs, and they rely on Able Ride.
See, that's hard.
They're coming to our center. We're a center for people with disabilities, and Able Ride is 40 minutes late. You think that they would at least try and say, uh-oh.
Well, we had with Donald Barbieri, who was on this show several times, and I walked by him. We did one segment. When I left, he was still in the parking lot in the cold that day.
And he's waiting
waiting for a ride.
Oh, they'll
to
leave
get
you.
Back.
They'll call
and he
him
was,
to leave.
He's a trustee or was of New Hyde Park. So he was working full time. So that wasn't a good experience for
All
him.
All too often you hear those stories. And yes, and so each step forward in that regard is huge. And we have vans that sometimes sit idle. So, I have this crazy thought of maybe starting a transportation program. So maybe I might have to give a call to Miss Judy Bosworth and we can talk.
It's probably complicated, I'm sure.
It's very complicated.
Or it would have been done
easily. Uber internationally, when you click for an Uber,
yeah,
has the icon if you need a special car. We don't have that here.
I've never used Uber.
Uber is great. I use it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But now if you need a Lyft.
Which I shouldn't say because they do hurt the taxi companies.
Right. Well, for our needs, a taxi is not a wheelchair is not able to, you know, some all island I know has a vehicle that a wheelchair can get on.
Okay.
There. So.
But not that we're talking.
I don't know how we got on transportation.
But Uber, you can hit and actually get
internationally. Like my daughter right now is in Australia. She said it is amazing to watch how much more is done for people who are physically challenged than we do in the States. Even tourism, even parks.
Hmm.
So it's just, you know, it's kind of.
Why is that, I wonder? I mean, it's just a lack of focus or somebody really willing to make the commitment?
Money? I assume money, obviously, is always the first and foremost. You know, okay, so, you know, people want these things, but they're not willing to pay for it in their taxes. You know, other places are taxed, you know, 51%. But you pay for it one way or the other if you look at it. So this is, you know, a whole other conversation. I mean, I obviously am very passionate about people with special needs, and it is frustrating when you try and do so much to encourage people to be independent, and then you get to a certain point and there's nothing you can do.
Unfortunately, a lot of people take for granted what they have and consider it that it was some sort of skill on their part that they got to where they are.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that they were just very fortunate that they don't have the problem that some other person has.
Yeah.
It could have been anybody. You know, you don't pick where you're born.
Nope.
You don't pick what you're born with. You don't pick what you're going to get along the way.
Not a choice.
You know, but there are some people that have sort of an arrogant attitude that
I did this,
you know, so I don't really, you know, I don't need to do anything for anybody else. And I don't get that.
That's a good thing, again, you know, to bring it back to town in North Hempstead that, you know, years ago we've seen that there's a need and it's crazy that other towns don't do it, but it's wonderful that the town of North Hempstead has these services in place with Project Independence.
And the other thing, and this is throwing a star towards the supervisor and the board, we have these programs with a AAA bond rating.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're in debt because other places, they're in terrible shape. So where's the money going?
Right, where is it
here,
going?
Here, we have an extra program that's being funded and a tremendous program, and still everything else is nicely controlled.
It's wonderful.
So it can be done.
Something's doing, right? Exactly. Yeah. It's how come? Well, hopefully others take note.
If you want to, you will.
Right. That's the truth. That's
there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just want to touch upon also something we do because I'm finding that the senior population has grown with our employment placement services. More and more people are working longer and longer because we're living longer and longer, which is good.
Yep.
I mean, maybe not working longer and longer, but living longer.
Well, if you enjoy it. I mean, some
exactly.
people have to, unfortunately.
And sometimes, and that's just it, sometimes maybe, you know, you'll find a widow who hasn't worked all her life and now she needs to get back to work to make ends meet. We have employment placement services where we will help a person prepare for what it is to job search. Maybe this person hasn't worked all their life, but we're going to figure out you've been what they call a housewife. You've managed your home budget. You've managed your children. We're going to figure out how to put those skills into a form of a resume. We also do evaluations to see what you're good at. We then make recommendations. We also have relationships with a great many employers all along Long Island and Manhattan. We just, you know, from Canon to PSEG to all over the place.
This is not just for people who have a disability?
This is for the broad spectrum. You know, it is a lot of times we work with veterans because we're finding they're returning, you know, to the workplace. Or someone that hasn't worked before, someone that's been through rehab and now perhaps can't do the same job that they did before. So it is all these types of services and training to help job seekers become employed, you know, gainfully employed and independent and be able to.
Just as an aside thrown in here, the New York, what is it, the New York District, or the New York Director for the Department of Labor, I happen to know him and we were at a meeting recently. The biggest complaints now going against the Department of Labor are taking advantage of seniors. It used to be kids, you know, in the 15 and 16, you didn't pay them. Now it's seniors who have gone back to work and it's wage and salary. That's the director of wage and salary. And the abuse,
yeah.
You have to work on Saturday, and then I'm not going to pay you, but you need the job, so you're coming back on Sunday. And then and you read about it, and it's terrible what people – bosses will do to make a few extra bucks. You're not changing your life, but you're hurting that poor
yep.
senior who needs an extra $50.
Well, we're going to teach you to be an advocate for yourself.
That's wonderful.
And we stay in touch after you are employed, and we will follow up.
Wow.
So if there's something like that going on, we want to hear about it, and we will notify that employer. And that's the nice thing. It's we take pride in what we do, and we take pride in who we, quote-unquote, graduate through this program.
Okay.
And, you know, our job coach will work with them and make sure that everything's okay. Maybe they're not in the right position. They will, you know, reevaluate and perhaps find them another job.
I mean, there are a lot of seniors that go back to work for several reasons. One of them is they're bored. The other mm-hmm. one is that they need the money.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like if you go to a supermarket or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you see people who are doing the check you out.
Yep.
A lot of them are seniors.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, what did I bring to the table? Life experience, the understanding that you have a job to do.
And
but the flip side is they don't have to be abused either.
Right. And, right. And it's important to note a lot of these people may have had careers, you know, on Wall Street prior
exactly.
to coming before. So you don't know the history, but they should be treated fairly and respected. And we want to make sure everybody's in the workforce doing something that they enjoy.
I don't know how they are as an employer. I'm going to assume good. Trader Joe's. They have such a mix. They have young people, and they have people that are definitely 70 years old behind a counter. Everybody's nice. Everybody seems to have a good time.
Everyone seems friendly there, and I like to ring the bell.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really is. And people.
That, to me, always comes from the training from the top, the
right.
attitude
yeah.
in any business, I think.
That is true wherever you go in life, right?
You know, some businesses, the top end of the business is totally disconnected from the bottom end.
Right,
they have no idea what's going on. They don't want to know what's
going
on.
They don't want to either. That's
they have their own club at the top, and that's where it's going to stay.
Yep.
No, know? It's the truth, because that's a nice – maybe I've been in four or five different ones. They're always
consistency.
Can I help you? They're smiling, and it's almost like a fun place to be. We're going to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.